It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Sierra Source is a new initiative that you'll be hearing about more in the coming months. It is being spearheaded and led by the Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce, and there are various other partners who are involved with it. Here to tell us more is Matthew Galvin, who is the president of the Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce. Matthew, it's great having you back on Motherlode Views.
Happy to be here.
So Sierra Source, so not too long ago, you gave a presentation to a group of business and government leaders over at the Motherlode Job Training Office about Sierra Source, and there was a lot of positive feedback in the room that night. So you can explain a little bit about what exactly Sierra Source is.
Definitely. It's a complex thing, but at its core, I would say it is an economic development mechanism built to uplift small businesses, artisans, creators, makers, producers, farmers in a 7-county region, including Tuolumne County.
So how does that all work?
What are
the nuts and bolts? You mentioned it's a complex thing, but
yeah. So it's at its core, it is a co-marketing and co-branding initiative. I think some of the better examples people are familiar with may be like Montana Made or California Milk or California Grown, Made in the USA. I mean, there's dozens of examples out there that we could go off of. So thinking about, you know, joint advertising and collaborative branding, people sharing a key brand built around an affinity, which is, you know, built around sustainability and small business and growth and artisans and makers, and then, you know, finding ways to capitalize on that. And so another piece of it that is critical is an e-commerce site where we envision artisans, makers, producers to be able to sell what it is that they're making so that we can extend tourist dollars beyond that initial visit. And then, of course, the other big elephant in the room when it comes to Sierra Source is business to business. There's a huge opportunity to expand what business to business relationships look like up here. I think that there's a lot of missed opportunities. We've discovered a lot of missed opportunities on the journey creating this around local sourcing and what local sourcing actually looks like or could look like. And we aim to address some of those with Sierra Sourced.
So Sierra Source, this would be a logo then that's like placed on those products?
Yeah, so a lot like California Milk, right? You know, it's a small logo, and we've got it on our website. You could check it out, sierrasource.org. And, you know, you can include this on a wine label, or you can include this on a beer can, or on your candle, or your soap, or your paint, or maybe not your paintings, but, mm-hmm. you know, maybe in the tag that you attach to your paintings, right? The whole idea is that, you know, like California Milk, if you're broadcasting this message out there to a huge audience, to your core audiences, tourists, for example, that are already coming here, you're building familiarity with that brand, with that logo. So when you put it on your wine bottle, when you put it on your candle, when you put it on your tag, and people come into your store, they're already bought into that credibility. They're already bought into that reputation, and they're bought into the values of everything that that brand stands for. And that increases the perceived value of whatever it is that you're offering. And we think that is going to be the rising tide that lifts all ships.
And then Sierra Source itself, this would be like a nonprofit then?
So great question. So as it stands right now, it'll be run by the Chamber, which is a nonprofit, but it'll be built around what's called a consortium of chambers. And we've got 7 counties built into this. So this is not just Tuolumne, but also Amador, Calaveras, Mariposa, Inyo, Mono, and Alpine. And so we aim to have representation from each of these regions in a number of ways to sort of have a, I guess the best way to explain would be a governing council that kind of makes the decisions and leads all this. So it's not just going to be Tuolumne County running this for the region, but we will be the project lead as this thing goes through Catalyst.
So the Chamber being the project lead, are you getting pretty good feedback from the other Sierra counties?
Oh, yeah. We've been building a lot of hype for this thing. I'm actually pretty convinced that if the Tuolumne County Chamber tomorrow were to stop and say, you know what, we just don't want to do this, somebody else is going to pick it up. We've got I think I've got a stakeholder list with 90 different names, all government officials, industry leaders, business organizations, arts councils, farmers, bureaus, you name it. Across more than just seven counties, I would say, we've gotten some representatives from out of county. I mean, we've spoken with folks in Siskiyou County. We've spoken with folks in Sacramento County, El Dorado, Stanislaus, San Joaquin, even. Folks at the state, and we've talked to a few other folks, I would say even Made in the USA, that is really invested in seeing something like this get off the ground. It all started here in Tuolumne County. It was a Tuolumne County idea, but this has grown into something much bigger.
So having all these different products that could be included with the Sierra Source, do you see at some point that there could be like locations where you could just look through a bunch of different Sierra Source, not talking about the website that you mentioned, but like physical locations?
Actually, that's a great question. So we discussed having physical retail stores. I mean, I think a good example of something like that is already kind of exists. I'll give the local collective a shout out downtown Sonora. There's a few other examples of that. I think, you know, Motherload Made, Mariposa Made is another one. What we have discovered in some of the feedback from the other regions as we were developing this is that those sorts of things are really, really hard to maintain. And so rather than reinvent the wheel, we felt that it would be more important to do something that would bolster their efforts or add more value to what they're doing. Because a good key component that we haven't really talked about yet with this is that we are trying our best to maintain autonomy through all of this. So we're not trying to take over anybody's branding or anybody's reach or put any of those guys out of business. We're trying to make them more effective.
We're talking with Matt Galvin on this weekend's Motherload Views. He is the president of the Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce, talking about Sierra Sourced, a new initiative. And also wanted to get into a little bit more just about, there was some discussion about potential state funding that could be on the table that could go to efforts like this. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so California Jobs First is a pretty massive grant project. The long and skinny of it is that it is American Rescue Plan dollars that were left over and used by the state to drive economic projects that would create sustainability within specific regions. And so in the Sierra region, there was a strategy executed by a team comprised of a bunch of individuals led by the Sierra Business Council to really understand what the needs and the gaps were here in the county. They are now strategizing to get projects off the ground that sort of meet the criteria in that project. And a lot of what those criterias have really helped form what Sierra Sourced looks like. In fact, I would argue that it's probably made it stronger because of that, because we're looking at things like sustainability, right? Like in a circular economy and creating jobs that don't have the hills and valleys of tourism or on the other hand, maybe optimize us for tourism in a way that we're not.
So requesting the state grant funding, is that something you've already done or is that something that'll come in the future?
Right around the corner. So we're getting an application ready right now and we've been collecting letters of support. I believe the deadline is December 15th. There's a number of projects in the region and we're pretty excited to be submitting alongside those. We think we've got a pretty good shot.
And then, so how are you going to get the word out about Sierra Source, you know, especially across a multi-county region to kind of blast that to different people?
It's boots on the ground, right? So I like to tell the joke about, you know, when it comes to business organizations and chambers, they tend to be a little bit further behind in terms of communication practices. Even at the Chamber of Commerce, I've been there for about a year now, and I would say we were maybe 20, 25 years behind in terms of communications. And I'm proud to say that now we're about 15 years behind. So it's getting better, albeit slowly. But I think, you know, the important thing is that you need to have people on the ground and willing to get out there and spread the word. It can't just be emails. It can't just be a social media blast. And so, you know, part of the program we've built is having staff time and having in-kind staff time for our partner chambers to be able to sort of act as bandwidth outside of the region. So it's not just one or two guys in Tuolumne County that are trying to make the wheels turn on this thing.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Matthew Galvin, who is the president of the Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce, talking about a new initiative, Sierra Sourced. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined on the program this weekend by Matthew Galvin, who is the president of the Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about a new initiative, Sierra Sourced. It's something you're going to be hearing more about in the coming months. It's being led by the Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce, and there are various other partners all across the Sierra Nevada who are involved with it. And, you know, the Sierra Sourced idea, is this something that you've seen happen in other areas of the country, something similar that's been successful as well?
Oh, absolutely. This is not a new idea. I think, you know, there are aspects of it that are new. I think building the B2B into things and having a focus on local sourcing and not just, you know, marketing a specific offering or a specific industry. But yeah, I mean, we've seen this in, you know, Montana Made, again, is another big one. I think the big one everybody kind of thinks of is Made in the USA. I think they've seen some branding issues over the years, but I think it's still a strong example. California Grown is another one that the state is actively working on. I believe they're actually revamping what that program looks like at the moment. The Vermont Fresh program was a huge, huge success. I think it lifted tourism spending overall 48% within 10 years, I think is what that one did, if I'm looking at that correctly. The another one that's been pretty successful, a little more locally, is in Siskiyou County. So Siskiyou Farm Co. has worked on a co-branding campaign to implement sourcing or local, I think, shopping and local. They do like baskets and they do like orders, pre-orders, and they box orders so folks can come and take advantage of it. It's a huge opportunity for some other farmers out there. So yeah, there's a ton of examples of how this could work, which is why I've been saying, you know, I think the success of this thing is not just possible, it's inevitable. Somebody's just got to pull the trigger on it.
Do you look at like figures, you know, like how successful campaigns are like when it comes to this and what do you hope it could mean like to local impact in our economy?
Absolutely. So, you know, we've been looking at a lot of numbers and trying to plot, you know, where the market's at now, where we want to see it go and what those downstream effects we want to see happen. And, you know, we've discovered a lot of stuff along the way, you know, what happens when, you know, to an economy when you're local sourcing versus sourcing out. So if you're buying from a farmer or you're buying from a farmer's market as opposed to buying from, say, Sysco or U.S. Foods or anything like that, you know, what does that do for the local economy? And so what we've looked at is like Visit California puts out a lot of good numbers for this. So if we're looking at the region, a 1% lift in tourism spending represents about $98 million. That's 1%. Visit California also estimates that about 1 million jobs equates to, or I'm sorry, $1 million in new spending equates to about 7.7 new jobs. So that $98 million represents about 7.5 to 8 new jobs within the region. I'm sorry. I think it was 700 jobs, new jobs within the region, which is a huge economic impact. And then going back to, you know, again, what Vermont Fresh did, they saw 48% lift. So really the potential to generate new revenue from this is shocking almost. you know, right. And it can be, I think sky's the limit with it. I think that if, you know, in 3 years, 5 years, we see 10%, that's going to be a massive success. I mean, just from the amount of jobs that we'll create from this, from the amount of new revenue that we drive down locally from this. And I would say even at a tax revenue, right, from that standpoint, more spending, more taxes equals more tax dollars, which equals roads being fixed and schools being funded and things like that.
You talked about you're hoping that state funding will come through to really help push this initiative forward. Regardless of that, is this moving forward as it sits right now?
Absolutely. So we've already identified some sponsors. We're in talks right now with some folks that believe very, very strongly in what we're already doing. The state funding is something that we see as a sort of rocket ship to strap this thing to and really get it off with as much gusto as possible. But we're committed to seeing this thing get off the ground. So we know that there are other grant opportunities out there, you know, rural development grants, USDA grants, things like that, that are optimal. But one of the things that we also built into this is sustainability. So even if there are no grants, there are mechanisms in place that'll keep this thing funded and going.
Yeah. So what type of timelines are you looking at?
So if we can get state funding, then we're looking at being awarded as early as March of 2025. And so we could potentially see this thing get off around that time. I would say by the end of Q2, beginning of Q3 2025, we could see some launch going. And then as those dollars start to come in, we can expand on what the marketing and the impact looks like pretty quickly. Without that, it stretches out to, I would say, maybe a year, year and a half. Honestly, with some of the momentum that we've seen with this thing going, I'm probably being pretty humble. I think it might even get off a little bit sooner than that.
Anything more in regards to the online store and how that would work for local businesses who might be interested down the road?
Yeah, so it accomplishes two things. One, so you, of course, you get, we extend tourism dollars past the visit, right? So you're getting folks that are familiar with this website, or you're getting them familiar with this website, and they come to say, I'll give Seven Sisters Candles a shout out, right? If somebody goes in there to buy a candle, they make great stuff, right? It's a great product. And the people that are buying it might live two and a half hours away. So they're not going to drive up right away. But if you've got that tag on there and you're advertising that website, they may revisit you on that website because they want Christmas gifts, or they need new holiday decor. They're going after whatever seasonal thing you're doing. The other thing is the B2B side of things. So really doing some matchmaking and getting places like resorts and hotels and restaurants connected with folks like Seven Sisters Candles to be able to bring their products into what they're already doing, which creates a more sustainable market for small businesses. They're not just relying on foot traffic at that point. So if they're bought into this, this could really get them outside of that lull or that plateau in their sales that they're seeing right now.
You know, looking ahead, say a year down the line, 2 years down the line, Sierra Source is a big success, you know, and like, say, bad actors want to try to sneak in and become part of this. Are there kind of mechanisms you're looking at to keep it, you know, local businesses and locally Sierra sourced, as the title says?
That's an excellent question. The short answer is yes. The the longer, more complicated answer, though, we are still working on defining what that looks like. We've worked in a verification process, but we recognize that we're bringing in a ton of different industries, right? We're bringing in, you know, beef, and we're bringing in wine, and the quality standards for those two things are very, very different, right? Just same thing with artisans or you know, pottery makers or soap makers or any of that, you know. And so we're really trying to define what that looks like. Ultimately, I think it'll be a decision for that governing board that we're looking at. But yeah, there's that we're definitely taking a look at, you know, what it takes to even get involved with that, as well as, you know, what steps do we take if somebody starts to sort of break that promise and sort of break outside of what that brand is. we're looking at replicating some pretty complex branding protection tools. If you're familiar with blockchain, this is something that's used in a lot of different branding and like logos. So say California Milk, for example, every farm that gets a logo or every company that gets a logo to use from California Milk, that logo is unique. Right. And so it's not as simple as, say, copying and pasting. If I go and I verify or California Milk decides to check on a logo, they can actually see if that logo was actually directly assigned to them or assigned to another brand. And this is just one example of a mechanism that we could use to sort of protect that brand. Because, of course, you're right. Like, if we're spending all of this money, we're putting all of this effort into building something that's as cherished as something that we're trying to build, then you have to be able to protect it. And so there's a few different ways we plan to do that. And I think as we grow and this thing gets kicked off, we'll explore and learn more about what that looks like. Thankfully, there's a ton of examples that we can pull from.
And I imagine, too, Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce here to support local business and small businesses, there's not going to be like some just giant fee that's going to prohibit, you know, small businesses from taking part in CiraSourced.
Oh, Lord, no. One of the things that I wanted to make sure was that we maintain accessibility, right, which is why there is a free option. There's of course, different, you know, verifications and things that you'll have to go through, but just to use the website, just to be a part of CiraSourced, there shouldn't be a membership fee for that, right? We're not trying to add another chamber membership to the mix. We're not trying to get a bunch of extra money out of folks for this. We're trying to support them. Now, we are talking about, you know, expanded branding rights and sponsorships and things like that. And of course, there are costs associated with those things, but there's also an appropriate audience for those things. By and large, though, we aim to have as many businesses involved in this as possible. And you're not able to achieve that with some monumental fee in the front of this thing.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about CiraSourced on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're joined by Matt Galvin, who is the president of the Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. In a programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we're going to have the local tribal chairs for the Chicken Ranch Rancheria of Miwok Indians, Lloyd Matheson, and the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians, Kevin Day. They're going to be coming together in studio. We're going to hear a little bit about the history of the two tribes, some of the projects and initiatives that they've been involved with over recent decades, and some of the current projects and things that are on the horizon. That's a quick snapshot of next week's Motherlode Views. And if you missed this current show or any past shows, a reminder that you can find them archived in their entirety on mymotherlode.com. Just go to mymotherlode.com and click on the media section. You can find Motherlode Views, and you can listen to any of the past shows at your convenience. We'll have our final segment of Motherlode Views for this week coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking primarily about a new initiative, CiraSourced. It's being led by the Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce. We're joined on the program by the Tuolumne County Chamber President, Matthew Galvin. We've been talking a lot about CiraSourced during the first two segments, and it was about just about a year ago when we had yourself and Natasha Eves, the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, Dave Souther, one of the longtime chamber ambassadors and leaders as well, talking about kind of revamping and getting the Chamber of Commerce back up and running at full speed. So, you know, looking back this past year, how has the chamber been doing and how are things looking ahead to next year?
It's been an exciting and extremely busy year, but I'm really proud to look back at everything that we've gotten done. I mean, we ran our small business survey earlier this year. I think that informed a ton of projects that are being worked on right now, county and city level even. It gave a lot of actionable data. We've grown our database. I think when I came on, we were just over 100 members. I think 120. We're just under 200 at this point. So we're growing rapidly. We've rebuilt a lot of what the chamber benefits are and what a member benefit looks like, but we've also expanded what we're doing for businesses that are not members, right? I think it's very important that the county chamber is focused on all businesses and not just our members. We just had our annual gala, so first one that we've done since, you know, prior to the pandemic. We had last year we had an awards mixer, very small, but this was more like the larger annual galas that we used to do. Full house, sold out, ran out of food, lots of excitement. And then, of course, you know, the crowning jewel of all of it is Sierra Sourced. I think that we've done a ton of work to build relationships because of this thing, you know, not just with our neighboring counties, but in regional counties with the state and federal folks too. And I'm really proud of where we've gone in this last year. Next year, who knows where we go? I know we've got a lot of things that we want to repeat. The survey, we plan on making an annual event and trying to drive more participation there. And we're taking a look at, you know, our relationship with other partners, like, say, Motherlode Job Training, and seeing what kind of, you know, higher levels of collaboration we can do there. We continue to advocate, you know, anytime anything policy comes related, you know, down the pipeline, we're right there. We're right there batting and speaking up for business owners. And I'm really excited to see where this next year goes.
When you did your survey of the businesses, we put the results up on mymotherlode.com. For anybody who didn't see it, what was kind of a quick little snapshot? What were some of the big findings from the survey?
Ooh, I think one of the biggest ones to come out of that was the brain drain issue. I mean, nearly 70% of business owners who took that recognized that there's some sort of talent exodus happening here. And there's a number of factors that really drive that, you know, jobs, housing, and other random policy things that you wouldn't have really considered that might affect that. And it's really informed a lot of the work that we've done and a lot of the conversations that we've involved ourselves in. The other things that really got highlighted were vacancies and some of the issues around why those vacancies are there. That's been extremely informative and extremely in leading some really important work that we're doing. One of the other things, though, that kind of a side note, and one of the things we didn't really speak to in it was just the key differences between chamber members and non-chamber members and how they respond to some of these questions. And I don't think it's necessarily correlates to whether you are a chamber member or not, but I think it really speaks to a sort of type A, type B personality sort of thing. And so you see things and challenges on one side that don't necessarily exist in the other. And so I think that the message from that really was get involved, get plugged in, be collaborative, talk to your neighboring businesses, talk to your audience, understand who's in the community, and be part of the conversation. I think ultimately that was the lesson we learned from it.
So getting back to Sierra Sourced, if people want to get more information about this initiative or want to get more involved, what's the best way to do that at this point?
So you can go to sierrasourced.org. You can get plugged in there. You can join our email list so you get emailed all the updates as this thing goes on. The presentation that we're going and we delivered here in Sonora is posted there. You can read the full summary. I think it's up to 60 or 70 pages now if you want to read through the whole thing. We have no secrets in this. We're putting it all out there. And then, of course, reach out. You guys can reach if you don't have my email, you can find me on the Chamber website, find me on Facebook. I'm happy to meet with you guys and happy to meet with anybody that wants to talk about Sierra Sourced and learn more about it.
And then on a second note, just if people want to join the Chamber of Commerce, just call the Chamber office or check the Chamber website for information?
You could do both. So you can go on the Chamber website, tcchamber.com. You can purchase a membership there. Benefits are outlined there as well. Or you can call the Chamber directly and talk to any one of us or our staff and understand, you know, how that can benefit you, and we'll get you signed up.
Well, Matthew Galvin, we appreciate your time talking about the Chamber and Sierra Sourced. Thanks for coming on Motherlode Views.
Happy to be here.
Again, that was Matthew Galvin. He's the president of the Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host.
In a programming note again, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be talking with Lloyd Matheson, who's the tribal chair of the Chicken Ranch Rancheria of Miwok Indians, and Kevin Day, tribal chair of the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians. And then later in the month, we're going to be having a conversation on tourism. We'll be joined on the show by Lisa Mayo with Visit Tuolumne County, also the marketing director, Jen Lopez. They have a lot of projects that are going on attracting visitors to Tuolumne County, also a tourism marketing district that's being developed. They'll get us up to speed on that. That's coming up in a couple weeks on Motherlode Views. We'll see you back then.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.